Welcome to the Manifesting Mum podcast. I'm Gemma Bernad, the Manifesting Mum. Listen up, gorgeous soul. Manifesting is an inside job. If you want to transform your life, you must transform yourself first. Why? Because you don't manifest what you think, you manifest what you believe. And I'm here to help you change your beliefs so you can create anything you want. In these episodes, we're going to dive deep into all things manifesting and mindset with a dash of woo-woo. So if you're the type of mum that's sick of feeling unfulfilled, tired of being overwhelmed, and is totally ready to wake up every day loving life, then it's your time to learn how to make it all happen with courage, confidence, and most importantly, with love. This is going to be life-changing, so let's do this. Well, hello, beautiful manifesting mums. How are you today? How are you feeling? Honestly, how are you feeling? How is life? Is it like truly amazing? Or is it falling apart at the seams? Or is it somewhere in between? Maybe it's a mix of both. I think that's just kind of like normal life, isn't it? To be a mix of both. It's never like, you know, all just trumpets playing, angels flying around, but it's never really just death and despair either, is it? It's always somewhere in between. That's totally normal. Totally normal. I have to say, I feel like I'm back this week, which is, if you've been following me on Instagram, particularly, you'll know the last couple of weeks, I have gone through a bit of an emotionally tumultuous time. Tumultuous is a strong word. Tumultuous. I don't know if it's been tumultuous. It's been full of lessons though. Like that is the one thing that I can always stand strong in my knowledge of, and that is when I'm feeling bad and I'm going through some shit, I'm fully present to the fact that there are some significant lessons that are presenting themselves, and there certainly was. And it was this opportunity that presented itself for me to really deal with what's been the most pervasive, really annoying emotion that's just been lingering, and that's guilt. Ugh, guilt. I've held on to guilt, and it has permeated every facet of my life, I have to say, for decades. Finally, though, I just really got to that point where I was like, I've had enough. I've so totally had enough. I need to exorcise the demon, and I did, and I feel so much better, and now I just feel like I've had that reset, and not only a reset, but like an up level, like I feel so just alive and just open, and yeah, it feels really good. It just feels really good to have released that and just been able to distance myself from that constant lingering feeling of guilt that was just always there. So feeling good. So thank you to everyone that reached out to me during that time too. Thank you for everyone that connected to me when I did my Facebook Live. If you haven't joined the private Facebook community for the Manifesting Mums, then please go on over and check us out. You can find the link on the website, the Manifesting Mums website. You can find us over on Facebook. Come and join the community. We're a beautiful community. I share lots of tips and tricks and bits of information to keep you inspired and motivated and help you to shift and change the way you think, feel, and act. So it's a great place to be. So go check us out. But today, I really want to talk about something that for me has been such a valuable lesson to learn, such a valuable experience to go through to grow and evolve in this area. And I also know that this is something I speak to a lot of mums about. This is something I speak to a lot of mums when I coach them, a lot of people that reach out to me on Instagram and Facebook, and that is the topic of faith. And more importantly, why? Why is it that having faith is so hard? Why is it so challenging for us? And I really want to help you to understand this more. So first of all, you know you're not alone. And you know it's kind of normal. It's kind of the way we're wired. So she's all good. It's okay if you are someone that is struggling to have the faith. AKA George Michael style. You got to have some faith. You do have to have faith. You really do. It is such an important element of manifesting. It's critical, I have to say. Without the faith, it's a little bit hard to manifest what you want. It's not impossible, but it's a challenge, and we want to make this easy and effortless, and it can be easy and effortless too. So, why do you struggle so much? Why is that, that you find it so hard to truly believe? Let me go here with you first, okay? Let me just tell you that there are three common beliefs that the human race experience together. These don't discriminate against color, race, gender, sexuality. This is something that you can turn to your partner, your neighbor. You can look at the stranger across at the shopping center and know that they are in the same boat as you. There are three common beliefs that we all hold. Some are more powerful than others, but I promise you that you will relate. And there's one that I talk about all the time, and it's the belief that I'm not enough. Okay, so that is without a doubt the number one most common belief that we all share. There has not been one client that I haven't worked with in the last few months that has not come to me, and that has been the underlying limiting belief that is stopping them from manifesting what they want, by the way. It is the number one. The second one is basically, I'm different. I'm different. I'm too different from this person. I'm too different from that person, and I can't connect. That is another belief that I see all the time, okay? But the third belief is really interesting, and that is simply that what I want in life, whatever that looks like, is not available to me, okay? And that's where the faith becomes challenged. So there, and honestly, this can be across any aspect of your life, but this is another one I just see on a recurring basis. And a lot of people come to me and I can see this consciously without doing the subconscious work. But when I get someone into hypnosis and we go into the subconscious, boom, there is this belief that just seems to seep through and show up in all the memories that are really causing people to believe that they can't manifest whatever it is they want. And it's simply that what I want is not available to me for whatever reason. For whatever reason. There are a multitude of reasons that come up for this too, and it's very individual. But what I want isn't available to me. So if you hold a underlying subconscious, unconscious paradigm, a framework that sits inside your mind, that is operating like a program day in, day out, that says to you, hey, you know that thing you want? Sorry, it's not available to you. You know the success you want in your business? You can't have that because it's not available to people like you. The love that you truly want to experience for yourself and also experience in relationships? It's not available to you. It's not available to you because your parents didn't have that type of love. So why would it be available to you? Or you're not worthy of it, or you're not good enough for it. You know that happiness that you want to experience and that resilience to be able to cope with life's ups and downs? Sorry, not available to you. Let me just tell you as well, there are two causes of depression. Number one, the harsh and negative words we speak to ourselves. And two, that what I want is not available, that I'm not living my purpose. I can't live my purpose and my passion. It's not available to me. Now, perhaps you're not in what we would talk as clinical depression, but if you're feeling a little bit down and a bit, you know, my God, this is hard, life's hard, like there is a very good chance that that belief sits underneath. What I want is not available. How can you have faith and belief if you don't believe that what you want is actually available to you? Like you can actually have it. You're allowed to have it. It's possible. If that's the belief that sits in your programming that really dictates and drives the conscious thoughts that you have, that drive the feelings that you experience, that drive the actions that you take, that get the results in your life, that create your life experience, then no wonder you don't have what it is you want. Because on some level, probably on lots of levels, you are telling yourself that you can't have it. So faith and telling yourself you can't have something don't actually mix very well. Bit like oil and water, don't actually mix. Can't coexist together. That is a serious conflict going on in the mind. And what will always win out is that subconscious framework and paradigm and belief that sits there, which is what I want isn't available to me. The faith will never win in that instant. You can change, but that's where the challenge, like you want to know why having faith is so hard? Because you keep telling yourself on some level that whatever it is you're trying to manifest, you know, the business, the money, the home, the holiday, the love, the weight loss, the health, the happiness, the joy, the peace, the calm, the whatever is not available to you for some reason. That reason's important, but it's unique to you. When you understand why you think that, whoa, does the world open up, because you can distance yourself from that. And you realize most of the time it's not actually your belief. It's a belief you've adopted from someone else or someone else's experience of life. But test that belief out. Do you truly believe that what you want is available to you? And let me tell you, great way to understand this is if you say, okay, I'm going to manifest this, and the first place you go is how the F am I going to make that happen? Trust me, you are in that space of believing that what you want isn't available to you. Because when we have faith, we don't lose ourselves in the how. We give up the how because we know we don't need to control the process. People that lose themselves in the how are trying to control. And when we control, when we get into impatience, when we get into perfectionism, when we get into procrastination, all those things, we're trying to control the outcome. And we're trying to control the steps. And manifesting, believe it or not, let me burst your bubble here, is not an exercise in control. I know that might sound shocking to you. It was shocking to me when I first uncovered it. It was a hard lesson because I absolutely have been someone that has really, really felt the need to control. But what I didn't realize is that my controlling was actually keeping what I wanted away from me. The moment I let go and just focused on working on my belief and my faith and my trust, all of a sudden things just started to show up. Like as soon as I literally relinquished that burden of feeling like I had to know how it was going to happen, it just happened. And it's happening in my life right now. I've never been in a space where I've had money just flow so easily into my life. Honestly, it's still... Actually, I was going to say it blows my mind, but it doesn't, because I've done so much work on having faith and believing that what I want financially is available to me. Now that it's happening, I'm like, yep, so that is just inevitable. It's a great place to be, but the faith has to come before the life experience shows up, which brings me to my very next point about why you're struggling to have faith. Okay. Now listen, the way the brain is wired to store informations, to store memories of past experiences. And we do that because a part of that is a survival protocol, a survival program that runs in. It's like, okay, store that memory so that we can recall that memory, so that we can relate that to our current circumstances and make decisions on our life to keep us in the safe zone. So we can make decisions about whether we need to fight, flight, freeze, whatever the response is. So our brain is wired to store those memories and to recall them so that we can live out our experience. When you're manifesting, what we're asking you to do is actually stop thinking about your memories, stop thinking about the past, and to actually start thinking about something you've never experienced before. And for a lot of people, that is a massive challenge. That's a really big one. And I see this all the time. I've experienced this myself. And I also think, by the way, because structurally, let's call it structurally, the way the brain works is that is always going to happen. Okay. So it's, you'll never be able to stop recalling memories and stop living life based on memories. But what you do need to do is become so attached to the vision that you create for your future, make that stronger than any memories, any emotional attachment to the memories you have. And when you find that balance and you work on that, then what you're actually doing is really cool. You're actually starting to convince your brain that it's already happened, which is really cool. So we've got the ability to do that, which is super cool. But most people don't take that step. We're too lost in going, well, my past circumstances tell me that this isn't going to happen, that I can't do this, that it's not available to me, that it's not possible. And we do, we're constantly recalling those memories and using that to validate the belief that sits there that what I want isn't available to me, because fact, hey, it's fact, it's happened in my life, so it has to be fact. And when we go to manifesting, like this is where the struggle is, people try to manifest, but they're trying to manifest with one foot or both feet or their entire body still in the past. And manifesting really is an exercise in learning to detach from past experiences and connect to A, the present moment, because truly the present moment is all that exists. Particularly when we're talking the universal language of time, the universe does not understand past or future. It just knows the ever present now. So the now is a great place, but what great place to live. But what we've got to do is convince ourselves that what we want is actually happening in the now, in our mind and body. And when we convince our mind and body that it is happening, then it starts to show up and then we get the evidence in our life. But here's the thing, you're struggling with the faith because the way you're programmed is I need the evidence first and then I'll believe, because we're so focused on what's happened. We're so focused where, you know, where the way we live is this constant recall of memories to basically keep us alive is the core of our reptilian brain and how it works. So we're going, okay, well, I need evidence. When I get evidence, then I'll be able to assess whether this is something that I can do, is possible, is able to occur in my life, is available to me. So you're looking for that evidence. You can't do that. It doesn't work that way. Sorry again. It just doesn't work that way. You can't wait for the evidence to have the faith. The faith has to come and then the evidence comes to say, here you go, told you. But you've got to have the faith first. You can't wait for the evidence. But the way you're wired neurologically is to need the evidence. But you can change that. You can change that. And remember, you can change that because the brain has the capacity to visualize and envision. And when we visualize and envision and we see it in our mind, we convince our mind and hence our body that it's actually already happened. So the evidence is actually stored in your mind, not in your physical life experience. And that's really crucial to understand because remember, memories, you're not living that memory in your physical life experience. You're reliving it in your mind. So you've got the capacity and the ability to build the faith by creating your connection to the future and making it stronger than the memories that are stored within your mind. How fucking clever are we? That gets me so excited. Like, how clever are we? See, you're already believing in something that you don't see, because it's a memory from your past. You're not actually seeing it with your eyes. So if you can believe in your past, then why can't you believe in your future? You're seeing both of them in your mind. So I pose the question, why can't you then do that? But so you understand, that's how the programming works, is you want the evidence and the evidence is stored in your past. And you can't wait for that. But that's where the struggle is. And you need, the brain needs that certainty. Like we need like certainty. And I've said this time and time again on the podcast. So like a broken record, but I just want you to hear me on this, okay? Your brain's job is not to make you happy. Your brain's job is to keep you alive. Full stop. So it's not scanning the world going, what's going to make, you know, Gemma really happy today? It's going, no, man, what's going to keep Gemma alive today? And let's stick with that, because we know the outcome of that. And the outcome of that is that Gemma lives to breathe another day. Simple. Seems simple, doesn't it? So you've got this constant yo-yoing going on. You're trying to convince yourself of something that's unseen, but the brain's going, oh, hang on a second, unfamiliar. Alarm's going off, unfamiliar, uncertain, don't know what's going on. It's not known. It's not known. We don't know the outcome of this. Scary, scary, scary. Don't go there. Run away from that. And you, being the very, very clever manifesting mum you are, going, hang on a second. No, 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 no. We need to make this familiar. You can make it familiar in your mind. You can do that. And you can make it familiar in your life too, just by taking the actions. And every time you take an action that matches the thought of the vision that you're trying to create, then the brain goes, oh, okay, we're still safe. Okay, we can do more of that. So you can train our brain to do that, but you've got to understand that the brain wants familiarity. It wants certainty. It craves it. It needs it. It desperately wants it. And your job is to make thoughts, feelings, and actions that are aligned with your future more familiar than thoughts, feelings, and actions that are aligned with your past and current experience. That's how you get change, and that's how you build your faith. Okay? There is so much comfort in the known. Physiologically, the mind, the body too. Because I've talked about emotional addiction patterns before. And you know, feelings are everything when it comes to manifesting. They are everything. But the body wants to stay in those familiar, recurring patterns of chemical release that comes with the experience of emotions. So it wants to stay there. It wants to stay in the known outcomes. And manifesting is having a belief in the unseen, unknown. So it really is that massive challenge to your faith. And that's where so much of the fear happens for people. You know, and fear and faith don't coexist at the same time. You'll yo-yo between the two. And you know, it's also normal. Like, this is what I've also got to get this message across to people. It's not that you're always going to have faith. I don't. There are moments where I question it, but I have become so good at witnessing and observing those moments and witnessing and observing the moments of faith and strengthening and practicing those moments of faith that when I experience the inevitability of fear, it is programmed and wired into you. You will never get rid of fear. But I start to see fear as, okay, right, okay, I'm challenging myself. I'm stepping into that unknown zone now. That's good. That means that I am starting to create a future that is different to my current reality. I'm out of that rinse and repeat pattern that life can so easily become. So embrace the fear, like truly embrace the fear. You can put a new meaning on the fear that's there, but you can't ever be rid of it. You're never going to be rid of the negative emotional experiences of life, and nor should you try to be. But what's really great is make peace with it. Make friends with it. Embrace it. Invite it in. Elizabeth Gilbert in her book, The Big Magic, like she talks about fear and she's like, you'll never get rid of fear, but invite it into the car, but tell it it cannot sit in the front seat and drive. It needs to sit in the back and shut the F up. That's basically what she says. And I read that book years ago, but that has stuck with me. That analogy has stuck with me because that's how it is when we're in this creative space of creating the unknown, which is where creativity takes place. Fear is always going to show up. Worry is always going to show up. Doubt is always going to show up. We're going to question ourselves. We are neurologically wired to do that. It's okay. You are normal if you're doing that. The decision and the choice that you have is, what are you going to buy into? What are you going to lose yourself into? Are you going to lose yourself in the fear and the faith and the doubt and the anxiety and let that control your thoughts, your feelings, and your inevitable actions? Or are you going to park it to the side and say, hey, pipe down there, Buster. It's my turn to speak, and we're creating something amazing in our life right now. So thanks for being here. I appreciate you, but that seat at the table, push it back a little bit. So embrace it, befriend it. It's cool. Like, let there be a fear of the unknown. When there's no fear in your life, you are in the comfort zone. Let me just tell you, you are in the comfort zone. And when you're in the comfort zone, you are in that rinse and repeat cycle, because the comfort zone is in the known zone. When you're in the known zone, you are not creating something different. And you don't want to create something different. You want to create magic in your life. You really do. Because there is this infinite potential of possible outcomes that's available to you, and it sits outside the frameworks of your belief systems. All you got to do is edge out your belief systems and have faith along the way. Embrace the fear and the unknown. Let it come along for the journey as you expand and evolve your being. And when you do that, that's when your life starts to change. So having faith, yeah, it is hard. It is a challenge. But the meaning and the interpretation you place on it is all up to you. It really is. But as I've said to you, it is such a necessary component of manifesting. Because you get what you expect. You get what you expect. You receive what you believe. Tongue twister there. Like the faith, the belief, the trust elements when it comes to manifesting have got to be practiced. And that's the key with this. Like, don't feel like it's just going to come to you naturally. It just won't. When you are challenging yourself, when you are evolving yourself, when you are expanding yourself and your life, the faith isn't going to be automatic. It organically grows with you when you nurture it. And I know that to be true for me. Like, I have faith, particularly like when I've set some really great, exciting goals that I want to manifest for my business and my life. When I first put pen to paper and said, this is what I want, like I'm talking, you know, next 12 months, 5 years, 10 years too, by the way, massive ones too, that for like 5 and 10 years, like enormous ones. When I first put pen to paper, I was scared. I went to that place of how is this going to happen? How is this going to show up? I doubted it. I asked the universe for signs to validate all of this. But all I did was stay focused on practicing, building my belief and my faith day in, day out. And when I did that, and I do that, I'm at the point now where I have the utmost faith. It is rock solid. It's pretty much unwavering. It wavers slightly. That's natural. But it's reset. I reset back to that faith really easily and quickly. Even when something goes wrong, okay, in inverted commas, I'm still like, okay, that's just a lesson that showed up. It doesn't mean it's not happening. It's just, you know, I'm like, it's done. It's such a done deal. Like, this is obviously part of the process. This is part of the journey. I needed to learn something that is going to mean and support me to bring and manifest this into my life. I'm like, give me the lessons, please. People want to shy away from the lessons because you want to shy away from the pain. You don't want to feel the pain. You don't want to feel the discomfort. Again, brain's job, make you survive, not make you happy. All right. So it's like, stay away from the pain. But that's an inevitable part of life. Embrace it. You know, we never change if we don't experience some challenge in our life. We have to embrace the challenges and know they are a natural part of the journey. They're there to help you firm your faith, to firm your belief, to learn the lessons you need, to change who you're being so that you can then create what you want in your life. Like, you cannot, they are unavoidable. But the problem with you is because you're trying to avoid them, they keep repeating themselves. And what happens when they repeat themselves is they strengthen. And the lessons become bigger and more painful and more pervasive and more excruciating. And we still try and move away from them. We still try and shy away from them. And what we're doing is we're just delaying the inevitable outcome. Lean into the lessons. Open up. Let them develop and unfold, knowing they're working for you. Like, when the lesson shows up, let that solidify your faith that you're heading in the right direction. It's not smooth sailing towards what you're trying to manifest, okay? It's not open, clear waters with just a few knots of wind pushing you upstream. You're going to hit a bit of turbulence. You need to hit the turbulence. when you hit it, I want you to start saying to yourself, oh my God, I've hit turbulence. Yay. This is amazing. This means I'm on the right path. Because you are always on the right path. All right. Even if you feel like you're diverting off, you're always on the right path, heading in the right direction. Everything, remember, is working for you. The universe is not testing you. It is reflecting you. The universe wants you to experience amazingness. It wants you to experience your potential. For God's sake, your soul was put on this earth right now in this body for a freaking reason. You're not just randomly here, okay? You weren't just randomly placed here inside your mother's tummy. Your soul has chosen to be here for a reason. And that is for you to grow and evolve towards your true potential, whatever that looks like for you. And to learn the lessons along the way. So have faith. Like when that idea pops in your head and it's like, oh my God, that would be so amazing if I could have that in my life. Start to work on strengthening your faith muscle and understanding those dynamics of why it's so hard, because there's a part of you that's saying, what I want, that's not available to me. And the brain's going, the past tells us that ain't going to happen, sister. So forget about it. I want certainty and familiarity. So you just keep doing the same thing you've been doing, please. I don't give a shit if you're not happy. You just keep doing the same thing, all right? I want to know what is happening. I want certainty. I want the known. That's what the brain's doing. Your job is to override that, to think greater than that, to think at a different level and go, okay, cool, you're there. I get it. I know what your job is. I appreciate that you're trying to keep me safe. I appreciate you trying to protect me, but I'm good. I know that this is good. I know this is what I want. So let me just practice having faith. And you know what? It can be that simple too. It can be that simple. But understand, now you understand why you struggle with the belief, why you do. And please, you don't sit there and say, I am like unwavering in my belief. Like, yes, I know you need to be, but get on it, like get real with yourself. There's always a little bit of a seed of doubt. It's cool. I have it too. We all have it. If there isn't a seed of doubt, then you are not living in your zone of potential. You are not stretching yourself. You are in the rinse and repeat cycle. So if there's no doubt there, something's gone wrong. You need to up level. You need to dream bigger. You need to test things out. See what's missing. Okay? The doubt is good. Just don't let the doubt keep you in a space of inactivity. Don't let the doubt permeate every facet of your feeling being so that you can't move forward. Or that you get stuck in perfectionism and all those sorts of things, okay? That is the big takeaway for you. Understand the fear, the doubt, it's going to reside there. It's okay to struggle with having the faith. Your one job is not to go from zero to faith overnight, but it's to take steps to practice having your faith, to practice believing in yourself. And remember, you're not doing this alone. You aren't. There is a universal presence and force that is far grander and bigger than you can even possibly imagine, that is out there, that wants what you want. It wants you to have what you want to have. Remember, you are co-creating with that force. Okay, you're co-creating with that force. That is amazing. Embrace that, get excited about that, and work and practice on having some faith and understand now why the struggle is there and embrace it. It's totally cool. All right, beautiful manifesting mums, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. If you have not completed my Worthy to Wealthy survey and you are a mum that is sick of being on the financial roller coaster, that perhaps is struggling to manifest money or has no problem manifesting money but can't keep it, my God, giving it away, spending it, not good at just sitting and being with the money, then I need to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. And as a little incentive, I am offering a free spot in my upcoming life-changing manifesting and transformational course, Worthy to Wealthy. It's valued at over $1,000, just quietly. Nice prize to get. If you go ahead, complete that survey, leave your email address at the end of that survey, you will go in the drawer to win that. Winner is announced Monday, 3rd of June, I think it is. So not long to go until that opportunity closes off. I would love to hear from you. I want to be able to help you with this because manifesting money, living the wealthy and worthy life that you want, guess what? It's available to you and I want to help you to make that happen. So please visit themanifestingmums.com/survey and take 8 minutes out of your day. Is 8 minutes worth $1,000? I don't know about you, but it is to me. Go ahead, complete the survey. Help me out. And also, as always, love when you DM me and Facebook message me and tag me in Instagram stories. So I'd love you. Screenshot this episode. Pop into Instagram stories. Tag me in it. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was, what you learnt. And also, are you now going to start having more faith? Are you going to start practicing exercising your faith muscle? It feels good to have faith, I've got to say. George Michael was onto something when he sang about that. So wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Manifesting Mum Podcast. I cannot wait to connect with you again, whether that's on this podcast or over on my socials, or perhaps you're a client. And then I'll see you in your next session with me. Wherever it is, thank you for joining me. You're amazing. You truly are amazing. You are worthy. What you want is available to you. And thank you for allowing me to help you to believe that. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you very soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Manifesting Mum Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love you to subscribe, rate, and review over on iTunes. See you at the next episode.